Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to speak in the rhythm of American English. When you learn to speak with the right rhythm of English, you sound more like a native speaker, and more importantly, it's easier for people to understand you. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn which words of a phrase or sentence Americans usually stress. We're also going to practice speaking in the rhythm of an American with some key expressions. Please listen and repeat the following sentence. We drove for a long time. Notice how I stress certain words within that sentence. But what exactly do we mean by stress in English? And why did I stress those particular words? So let's begin by reviewing what we mean by the word stress in English. As we previously learned in podcast number 14, stress in English is primarily indicated through the lengthening of a vowel and a rise in pitch, a rise in intonation. This rise in pitch is also called pitch emphasis. Remember, more volume is not essential. Longer vowels and higher pitches are the real way to indicate a stressed syllable or word. In any phrase or sentence, certain words receive more stress, and we can hear that their vowels are longer and that the pitch of their stressed syllable is somewhat higher. In this sense, English is different than many other languages of the world, whose rhythm and stress is actually quite even. But how do we know which words to stress? The answer is actually quite simple and logical. The words which are the most important and newest pieces of information are the words that receive the most stress. When it comes to understanding proper stress and rhythm, we must divide words into two categories: content words and structure words. Content words are usually stressed. Content words are the words which give a sentence its unique meaning. They are the meat of our message, the core of our message that we want to communicate. Structure words, however, are usually not stressed. They are simple grammatical words which could be a part of any sentence. They are generic. Prepositions like at or to, articles like the and an, are examples of structure words which are usually not stressed. Now let's make a complete list of content words and structure words. The content words of English are the following: verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, WH question words, that is, who, what, where, why, when, and how, and demonstratives. Demonstratives are this, that, these, and those. Now for a list of structure words, the words which are usually not stressed. Structure words are pronouns, prepositions, conjunctions, articles, modal verbs, helping verbs, and the verb be. If you're not familiar with all the grammatical terms I just used, you can find a full detailed list in my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training. Let's listen to a sentence and notice how the content words are stressed and the structure words are not stressed. Listen for long vowels and higher pitches on the content words. We drove for a long time. Notice how I stressed drove, long, and time. Please listen and repeat, stressing drove, long, and time, the content words. We drove for a long time. All of the words which I stressed are content words. Drive is a verb, long is an adjective, and time is a noun. Most importantly, they contain the most important part of my message, my point. By stressing these words, I highlight the most important part of my message and make it easier for my listener to understand me. In this sense, stress and intonation are signals to our listener. They tell our listener, "This is the important part of my message." Let's look at the words which I did not stress. We, pronoun. For, a preposition. And an article. Notice that these are all structure words and are therefore not stressed. Their vowels are shorter and their pitches are lower. You may have noticed that sometimes structure words are stressed. It is possible to stress a structure word. In the previous example, I might have said something like, "We drove for a long time." I would do this in the case where I wanted to show contrast. If I want to specifically show to my listener that we and not they or you drove, I would stress the pronoun we. But if my point is more about the act of driving and for how long, then I do not stress we. As I mentioned before, it's all pretty logical. It all comes down to this. Stress the pieces of information which are the most important at that moment of conversation. These just happen to usually be content words. Now let's practice some key expressions of English, paying attention to our rhythm and intonation. Remember to make the stressed syllable of content words longer and with a higher pitch. Really try to feel the rhythm of the sentence, almost like it's music. If you've ever studied music, you know that it's important to pay attention to note duration, how long the note lasts, and it's also important to pay attention to the pitch of that note. The same is true for languages, especially English. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the rhythm and intonation. Nice to meet you. I'm working on a project. Do I need to make an appointment? Learning to speak English with the right rhythm and with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. Accent reduction is primarily a physical activity. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. That's why I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and lots of practice exercises. You get MP3 lessons on every vowel of English, every consonant, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.